Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Young F.A. Holmes. They're so scary, won't let them bury me. That's why I keep my 30. I shoot like Curry. And boy, I'm getting money. I'm getting money. These niggas
are welcome back to Don V Fridays. We had recorded last week. We ran into some technical difficulties. But players fuck up, man. How you doing, Drift? How you living, my brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man. It's been a couple weeks since we've podcasted and actually gotten it out.
Yay. Yeah, but we always got to tap in with the people, man. How your spring going so far? How's spring?
It's pretty good, honestly. The weather's it's been a little up and down. Today was like 40, but last week it was like 70 all week long. Because up in Michigan, it's fucking cold as hell. Down there, I mean, you guys get snow, but at least you guys get a little warmer than we do. Has it been a little warmer for you guys?
Yeah. It hasn't been hot yet, but you know.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Beautiful, beautiful spring weather. Starting to see a lot of, you know, toes coming out. See, people talk about sundresses and, you know, all, man, when the toes come out, that's when you know. When it's toe season, see, toe season go from March to about November. They wear a sundress for a month or two.
Right.
Spit some game to these youngest, man. They don't know about no toes, man. But bet online. It's that time of the year again. All eyes are on pro basketball and the start of Major League Baseball. Bet online has all the betting action. And the NBA conference races are heating up as teams prepare to make their run for the playoffs. If baseball your first love, BetOnline has you covered. If you love hockey, golf, MMA, and championship boxing, BetOnline has it all. Every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates, and is the place to be for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check in on all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head to the website. Use your mobile device and bring home the game with Bet Online. And also, Locker Room app Locker Room is a live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and to use. You know, talk to all kinds of fans, athletes, insiders in real time. It's perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, reacting to breaking news. Locker Room, you can start or join ongoing conversations, watch games together. You know, I know the NFL draft is coming up. I'm pretty sure Locker Room app gonna be jumping with all kinds of rooms on Locker Room app. So it's free to download on the iOS app store. Create a profile, link your Twitter. You can join leagues, groups, everything like that. So Locker Room app, man, it's free for iOS. Coming soon to Google Play. So don't need to worry about that. But let's get started on Don V Fridays, man. Virginia Tech has some good news, great news, depending on how you look at it. Got a little stimulus package coming in. Big money, big money. How you feeling about that?
I like it a lot, and it adds well, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's $400 million to the program. Well, the whole athletic program, and a lot of that is going to football, and some of it's going to basketball too. Basketball stadium, the Castle Coliseum, is getting like a renovation. It looks pretty good from the rendering pictures, and the football staff is getting a decent amount of money too. So it's going to be good for the future of the program. It'll put some pressure on Witt and Fuente, knowing now that they have some money backing them. It's no longer as big of an excuse. So I like where it's going, and you know, if we get a new coaching staff next fall or the following fall, you know, we'll have the money coming in at that point to help them recruit and get their guys. So it's good for the whole school, in my opinion.
It's definitely good for the whole school. And there was a rumor, you know how lies like to fly around, especially when you're going through a potential coaching surge, and there's all type of coaching rumors, and they were saying Tony Elliott was concerned about, you know, the pool of money they would have for assistant coaches and things of that nature. And being that the money pool is going up for also assistant coaches and things, that can help attract a coach like Tony Elliott. Maybe all of this was in response to, maybe Tony Elliott told them that shit. Like, nigga, what the fuck? It ain't just about my salary. I got to get OC, DC. I don't do that family shit. You know, I ain't about to bring my brother-in-law to come in here and call plays for $500,000. Like, we need coaches. So right. Maybe it was in response to all of that.
I think it really was. And, you know, looking forward, when they – I think they're helping Fuente at the moment if you know, in terms of the money that they're giving him. But at the same time, they're also setting up a platform to the next coach when he, you know, sort of a recruiting technique for getting a new coach is, hey, we have the money for you to come in and get your guys as assistant coaches, and we have the money to pay them, which was a problem, you know, that Fuente had to deal with. Because Virginia Tech is a good brand. It really is compared to the rest of the ACC. But Witt said that the school was spending like middle to the bottom third of the ACC for the athletic programs. So they need to up the money, and they finally did, which is good.
Yeah. And like you said, it put pressure on them. It takes the excuses out of Whit Babcock's hands to say, I mean, I wanted to fire him. I mean, Whit Babcock didn't say this, by the way, but he can fall. He fell back last year. Like, oh, so we was broke. I couldn't fire him. So, you know, the Fuente half, all the excuses is over with, bro. The excuse has been over with me, but this should be like they find no excuse they can hold on to. We at a point now where, I mean, my problems with Fuente ain't got shit to do with money. You know, you shouldn't be losing to ODU and Liberty. I don't give a fuck what the budget is. You know, so he been at excuses with me, but, you know, for the Fuente boys, whatever, man. They should be out of excuses.
It's like a, you know, I heard something when Sam Darnold was playing for the Jets. And, I mean, I like Sam Darnold, but they had, like, this thought process of let's cross everything off the board of, like, what things could be holding him back. And for this program, when you're looking at Justin Fuente, you're crossing out all the other things that could be wrong. Like, oh, we're going to figure out what's wrong with money. We're going to help him in these other areas. And then once you fit with all the excuses, then you can be like, all right, he still hasn't produced. Now we can like officially fire him and completely move on and reset the program.
Yeah, my mama used to always say, it can't be everybody. Eventually, it's got to be you. So, look, Fuente, bro. You out excuses, my boy. Like, you out excuses, my boy. You got to produce now. People's idea of producing may be different things. You know, for somebody like me, what I expect us to do is, you know, 6-7 wins. But for Fuente to get any type of real, you know, solid footing back with a fan like me, he would have to win the conference, which, what else going on the Virginia Tech front? Chang'e Hodge was injured during spring practice, tore his ACL. He is out for the season. Did Chang'e Hodge waste his time coming to Virginia Tech?
I don't really know if I'd say he wasted his time, only because Villanova didn't play. That's kind of why I think he left, because that was he transferred during when all the programs were canceling their seasons and he wanted to play. So I don't really know, but you know, now Villanova is playing and I guess he could have stayed and maybe he would have been all right, but it's kind of unfortunate when you see these like older guys transfer and they come in, and like for him, he's not going to be able to come back from, I mean, maybe he will, but I highly doubt that he's going to be able to come back from an ACL tear and then produce at a high level and then go somewhere. So,
right. Cause he had a point now where
he's too old.
This was going to be his final season, correct? I'm pretty sure they'll grant him a medical red shirt or something, but
yeah, but he'd be old as shit, you know?
Yeah, he'd be Justice Reed, the offense version, pretty right. much.
And that's not really a good thing to be, so.
Fuck no. And he was balling at Villanova.
Yeah, he was. He was one of their better players. Maybe even their best player. But the wide receiver, even if he comes back, you know, the wide receiver room is only probably going to be stronger with some of the younger guys coming up. So I think, and hopefully it's not one of those things where he comes back and the staff just like guilt plays him because he's older and he's, you know,
he was loyal and all this other dumb shit.
And then he's taking up a spot from somebody who could be, you know, stronger and faster and more athletic. So it's unfortunate that he tore his ACL and he's out, but you know, hopefully he gets his degree and shit like that and figures it out.
He should have already came here with that shit. But yeah, hopefully he do got some type of degree or something. Lavelle, what's buddy from UVA? Lavelle Edwards, he tore his shit. Prayers up to that nigga. I mean, don't nobody want to hear about nobody. Catan or ACL, especially on the other side of UVA, because I don't want to hear no fucking excuses when they get their head cracked open. Mm-hmm. So prayers to Youngin on this ACL tear. You know, he'll come back. On the Virginia Tech spring side, of course, we did not have a spring game. We did 15 practices. As fans who neither one of us live in Blacksburg, let me speak for myself. I don't know shit. You know, Fuente said, you know, they good. They all right. So that's what I got from it. You know, they all right. Blumrick should be QB2. That's what I've deciphered from the little bit of intel we did get, that Blumrick is probably going to be QB2. They'll probably have some packages and shit for him. Any other spring news and notes that you were able to decipher from this sorry-ass excuse for coverage?
Not really. I mean, we don't really have, like you said, we have no coverage. And I was watching, like, the Bama game last week, and I could probably tell you more about Bama's team in this next year than
Bama's
I can tell
gonna
you
be
about
good.
Virginia Tech's team.
They got that true freshman. I think you're a true freshman at receiver. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they might they're probably going to make the playoff again, but I would not be surprised if they ended up repeating with, cuz Bryce Young is probably a better quarterback than Mac Jones. I mean, at this point.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're getting a drop off in quarterback play. But no, I don't really think there really isn't much news from Virginia Tech that, you know, we didn't really learn anything from spring that we didn't know before. We heard that Jordan Williams is playing better on the defensive front, which is good because our defensive line last year was absolutely garbage. And that was one of the reasons why we got blown out of the water by UNC, because they just ran all over us the whole game.
Definitely. I forgot what I was about to say about spring. But, yeah, I mean, when it comes to Virginia Tech, like, Justin Fuente, when he talk about spring, he's like, hey, everybody's doing, oh, he's doing good. He's doing good. He's doing good. It's kind of like how my mama used to ask me about my grades when I was in high school. And she'd say, how your grades doing? Oh, I'm failing all my classes and shit. Like, oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So when report cards come out, oh, they'll come out in a couple weeks. That shit big came out. I just so when we play UNC, that's when report cards come out. So we're gonna see if everybody doing good, like Fuente says.
Yeah, we're gonna get that right away too. You know, week one, we're gonna find out.
I mean, everybody gonna know everything.
Yeah, you know,
You
it's one of
can't
those,
hash it forever. What was you about to say?
right? Well, it's one of those things too, where UVA just, I mean, not UVA, UNC just graduated, and a lot of guys are leaving and going to the NFL. Especially the running backs and a couple of the wide receivers that killed us. I mean, like basically all the players that killed us last year are leaving except for Sam Howell, but they also have been
Hey.
recruiting well, something that we don't do
Right.
well. And they got players now that are coming up that could be just as good, maybe even better. So
And they got
I think
Storm
week one,
Duck coming back.
exactly. So they're gonna have a fucking team, and we're gonna figure out real quick who Virginia Tech is right at the beginning of the year. And we're gonna be at home too, so you know, the excuses, it's gonna be really interesting.
I know they better not have no fans in there.
You think they're gonna have fans or no?
They better not have no fans. They just canceled the spring game. Talk about COVID and they ain't gonna
Oh
have no
yeah.
setbacks. They gonna beg fans to come because now, you
I'm
know,
sure.
the real reason wasn't COVID.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure by the time the game plays, I'm sure there's gonna be fans there. But
Yeah.
if there's not fans there, the excuse is gonna be there wasn't fans there.
Right. Oh yeah. Fuente got 9 lives, man. Buddy a real cat out here, man. He got more laughs than a goddamn Egyptian cat around his motherhood. They always like he got more excuses, more. That shit crazy.
It seems like he can do pretty much almost anything he wants.
Oh bro, Teflon.
Yeah.
We salute our scammers on Don V Fridays, by the way. Speaking of Don V Fridays, Don V Fridays was ranked the 8th best Virginia Tech podcast, according to what was it, FeedSpot blog ranked Don V Fridays the 8th best Virginia Tech podcast. It's a blessing. Shout out to FeedSpot blog. I had never heard of this before today, but number eighth podcast, and we go against like everything a Virginia Tech podcast is supposed to be is a hum is humbling. Like I'm very proud of what we've been able to build here at Don V Fridays. How you feel about already being the 8th best
Well, I
ranked
mean,
podcast according to Feed Spot?
you keep saying we, but I mean, I've only been here for a couple episodes, and you really set a really good foundation, and most of the work that you did is pretty much the reason why the podcast has its own brand and its own name. So I think most of it is a testament to the work you've done and you know, the type of person you are. So it's cool to see and be a part of something like that and see, you know, on a list with other podcasts who are doing their own thing too and are trying to make a name for themselves, and we're right there. And so hopefully after this season, you know, and we get more time going, we're only going to be going up. So it's cool to see.
Number one ranking soon come. The only reason why we not number one right now is lack of consistency, and that's no fault to nobody's. It's neither one of us are content creators for that's not what we do for a living. We do other shit. We do this shit because we nice. Like I remember Cameron said that shit. Like I do this rap shit because I'm nice. Like I make my money doing other shit. So that's we fuck around with the podcast shit and apply pressure to every other podcast, and that's dope as fuck. Like, and you are part of the success of Don V Fridays because I was about to quit doing Don V Fridays before you came on. So
I'm glad to be here. I mean, I think we've been doing a good job. We're only going to keep getting better. So,
good job. Listen, by this time next year they're gonna say number one podcast without question. So.
well, other podcasts better hope they don't fire Fuente, because that's the best way to grow a podcast is through a coaching search.
Oh yeah. See, if Fuente get fired, we might be not just the number one Virginia Tech podcast. We might be the number one college football related podcast after that. Like, we can start talking that real shit. Oh, it's over with. We already gonna have a leg up on everybody. That's yeah, exactly. A big fact. Big facts. But shout out to the other Virginia Tech podcasts. Me personally, I know a lot of people give Sons of Saturday shit, but those are my guys, man. Shout out to Pat, Bill, Grayson. They've been cool to me. They always been cool to me. I understand why Bill catches some of the shit he gets, because I mean people don't like some of the defense of Fuente, but you know, a lot of fans are pissed off and hate, you know, when somebody defends some shit. But as dudes, they always been good dudes. You know, we can disagree on football takes all day, but you know, shout out to them. Shout out to TSL. Shout out to who else was in front of us? Boundary Corner. Shout out to all of them. It's no smoke. It's just competition. You know. I just think my shit better than y'all's. That's all. It don't mean we can't vibe at a tailgate or some shit. Let's get back to our ads. It's that time of year again, and all eyes on pro basketball, start of Major League Baseball.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
BetOnline has all the betting action. The NBA, the conference races are heating up. We're getting close to the playoffs. Teams starting to make their run. All the load management shit is at an all-time high because everybody getting ready for the playoffs. If baseball is your first love, BetOnline has you covered. You love hockey, golf, MMA, championship boxing. BetOnline has it all, every sport, every game, every matchup. BetOnline has you covered for all the odds and real-time updates. Is the place to be for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place and check in on all your favorite sports bets all the time. Head to the website or use your mobile device and bring home the game with BetOnline. And shout out to our new sponsor, Kanon Sunglasses. Your outdoor experiences could be better, clearly better. Kanon Sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Kanon lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses and are nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Kanon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Use the exclusive code KanonCast15 at Kanon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's KAENONCAST15. Kanon. Clearly better. Now, we was talking a little bit before the show, and for some of y'all that don't know me, might be new to Don V Fridays, I used to be a YouTuber before I did a podcast. I used to do YouTube, and we had a community. We would talk football, things of that nature. And there was this personality, this kid, EDP, Eat That Pussy 445. He was like a weirdo and shit, but he ended up becoming like super famous, like almost to a point where he was featured on like shows and featured all over the place, going viral every week. It went from like, he was a rage football fan, like he was an Eagles fan and the team would lose and he would throw shit and all that, to just being a fucking clown, showing his ass, doing all types of monkey shit for like attention. But whatever you got to do to pay the bills, I don't knock a nigga hustle, whatever. But they caught this man in 8K being a pedophile. And I was looking through the chat logs, and he did it all from, like, he showed a decoy of what he thought was a 13-year-old girl. Like, him, like, the shit. Like, he showed, like, him taking a dump, but, like, the shit in the toilet. Like, all types of weirdo monkey shit that a 13-year-old girl should not be looking at. This nigga went out sad, begging for hugs and kisses and all kinds of goofball shit. He took a picture of his fleshlight, sent it to the decoy. I'm a person that believes that pedophilia, it is a sickness. And I'm one of those people that believe that you can be sick, but you also should be prosecuted and see some consequences and some therapy for your actions. Should the man lose his life? Fuck no, because he didn't fuck no 13-year-old girl. Let me say that. He got hemmed up trying to meet the 13-year-old decoy that he had been chatting with. So with the intent to have sex with a kid, I don't know, put him in jail for a year. You know, year, probation, register as a sex offender. He's going to lose whatever money he was used to make on the internet. That's good enough punishment for me. What say you?
Yeah, I think the same thing when you said that, you know, pedophilia is a sickness. I think that's very true. When it takes, I feel like it takes a very sick person to be in that sort of mindset that they see that as being okay or normal. They want to, you know, try and have sex with a kid. I think it's absolutely insane. But those people need help. Like, they need actual help. I think he needs to be prosecuted or something. And he needs to receive some sort of help, because
go to fucking prison.
Yeah, exactly.
Prison time.
Right. He needs
one to two.
Exactly. He needs to go to prison and do his fucking time. I'm not sure if.
Time.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any prosecution on him right now, but he's certainly getting prosecuted by the fucking internet. And
hell yeah.
His channel is gonna be pretty much gone, probably. I don't think anybody's gonna watch that shit. But he definitely needs to get prosecuted in real life too and go to jail. He needs to get some fucking help, because that's not good at all.
All right. And this ain't even the first time he done been involved in some. I remember he had,
it was a 17-year-old over the summer, I think, that he was trying to hook up with.
Yeah.
And it's that, like, person, from what I read, it was like an adult that was catfishing as a 17-year-old, and then
just to him his ass up.
Yeah, so it was kind of like the same thing. But I mean, if he's getting
it was exactly the same thing, except people accept 17 because a 17-year-old girl is closer to an adult woman body than a 13-year-old, like. I mean, you can say at least a girl went through puberty or some shit. But
exactly.
13, it's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Exactly. Come
I
on.
Mean, we let Tyga slide on that Kylie Jenner shit just because Kylie was that bad. I mean, we can call it a spade here, folks. Kylie Jenner was the LeBron James of, like, 17-year-olds. Like, she was already enhanced. You know, she was enhanced, but nobody looked at Tyga as a pedophile. Because Kylie was working with some shit. But if Kylie was 13, it don't matter. It's like, bro, what the fuck is you doing, bro? So, EDP is a wild boy. I'm not one of those people that say kill pedophiles. I think the only people that should die are murderers. Like, you know, eye for eye type of shit. It costs life to take life. That's what you did, and that's what you deserve when you kill people. But
right.
What you take from when you take somebody's innocence as a child, they can never get that back. But that motherfucker's still living. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't think the motherfucker gotta die. Now, if you go around and you, let's say you serve your time and then you get out of prison and fuck another kid, they need to kill your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't learned shit. But I think everybody should get one. You know, people like, it's not common to be a pedophile, right? You know, that shit ain't cool no more. So I think that's the easy one. People like to get on their soapbox about, oh, you fuck kids, you should die, and all this other dumb shit. But then, like, people commit heinous shit, murder 50 niggas and shit, and they say free Jack Boy or some dumb shit. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I think people are goofy as hell. You know, you make a mistake, let that man do his time. You don't gotta fucking let him babysit or nothing, but just let him do his time and, you know, get some therapy or something, get his life together. Exactly. That's how I look at it.
Because his whole life is pretty much going to be gone. I mean, who he is, EDP, as we know him through the internet, is pretty much toast. Yeah.
If this motherfucker gets a bag from any platform after all of this, cancel that platform. What the fuck? Y'all don't give a fuck about nothing. Y'all niggas won't clout that bag. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
And if some of you guys don't know who we're talking about, still, it's if you've ever seen those memes of like the bigger Eagles fan, and he's just going nuts.
Fat ass Eagle fan. He's more than bigger. He fat as shit. He is built like a construction trash bag.
Yeah, there's tons of gifs on him, memes and shit. He had a big ass YouTube channel where he would just bitch after every game. It was pretty fun. Some of the shit was actually pretty funny for a little while.
A lot of that shit was hilarious until he went the monkey route.
Right.
Funny dude, funny as hell. And he was from California, so he they talk funny over there. So
yeah.
California got to hold a massive L for harboring this nigga. Like the fuck.
Right.
I know the police over there. They better be up on it, man. Don't let this come over. The sheriff got to at least knock on that man though. Mm-hmm. The sheriff got a knock on that man, though. That's the least they could do. What else going on in the world?
Well, we just got done with the, the George Floyd trial, and I think it was great what happened, that he got convicted and found guilty on all three charges. Thank God. I think it's finally some sort of step in the right direction. But what do you think of the whole situation?
I think we are only here because it was recorded, and it was like obviously if you talk about 9 minutes, you know, you kneeled on somebody for 9 minutes, and it's being recorded, you know, they got you on footage. So I just think it's bad because we seen a video 9 minutes long, it's nothing to dispute, and still we was like, think he might get off? Like, that's how crazy shit is. But there was justice. Now, was it justice as we have all the evidence, we seen it, and we know he's guilty? Or is it, man, get these motherfuckers that guilty verdict before they burn down another city? It's probably, I think both was at play.
I think it was a little bit of both, like you were saying.
Like, these motherfuckers really might tear some shit up if we don't do the right thing.
I mean, I think things definitely would have gotten pretty bad, especially near that courtroom and around the country if it wasn't all three. But I think at the same time, it was, I mean, you had tweeted about it. It was like a layup conviction. It was like, come on now. It took so long. But at least they got it done. At least it's something. You know,
yes.
Forward.
Yes, and to the Nancy Pelosi's or whoever the fuck, it might not have been Nancy Pelosi, whoever said George Floyd sacrificed his life, shut the fuck up. What? Are y'all serious? Man, George Floyd is not a hero. He's a victim. He's still dead. He didn't give his life for the justice system and all this other goofy ass shit. Please, please, and I don't say that to disrespect. It's a lot of white people that's helping, fighting on the front lines to see justice. So this isn't us to say stay the fuck out of it or don't help us. No. Just think before you say some of the crazy shit that you about to say. Maybe ask your black friends, is this cool to say publicly? Because
Right.
Some of this shit is crazy.
Well, an example of that is like we were talking about before, but the Raiders tweet that they tweeted out from their account.
Oh my God. Somebody better had lost their job from the Las Vegas Raiders. Because like you said, they put out a tweet that said, "I can breathe for 2021. Bro, what? Fuck. Is that tweet still up or did they take it down?
Yeah, it's still up and they're not, like, I'm pretty sure somebody interviewed like the president of the of something or other, like some sort of leader in the Raiders organization, and he said that they aren't gonna take it down, like no matter how much bad backlash they're getting, they aren't gonna take it down. So yeah, it's still up.
If it's still up at this point, then shout out to them. Like, I respect all disrespect. Shout out to everybody that's shout out to people that's blatantly disrespectful. Like, if you're gonna double down on the disrespect, I fuck with it. You know, that's the type of disrespect I like. I just think sometimes in these rooms, and we talk about how what's the word I'm looking for? Diversity matters. And in some of these rooms, you kind of need a black person or a black woman to say, "Y'all really think we should be doing this tweet? This tweet?" Mm-hmm. You know, just to make sure that nobody, you know, step on no toes and get in trouble. It's always good to have. I'm very big on having different voices in the room. If everybody in the room thought like me, then we're not learning shit. So exactly. You know, you got to always see different perspectives from folks.
It's wild to me too that, you know, they employ like black players, and like, how would you feel if you're a player of that team? You know, like, think about all the players that are playing for that team and you see that on social media. I mean,
yeah, like, what the fuck are y'all on? And they probably meant it. And I'm one of the people that think that they had good intentions. I don't think they meant it to mock the situation. I think they meant it to say like, "I can breathe," like sigh of relief. That's what I kind of take from it. But still, the man is still dead. You know, so it's still disrespectful to that man and his family. Because once again, he didn't give his life. They took his life. This wasn't a situation where he intended that day to get killed by the police and become a martyr or some. No, this was supposedly he used a counterfeit Usher book and got killed for the shit. So it's like, even if he did do the shit, I don't know if he spent a fake 20 or not. It costs life to take life. He didn't do nothing worth dying for. If I can sit up here on this platform and say, even a motherfucker like EDP shouldn't die for attempting to fuck a 13-year-old, then spending a counterfeit bill, he should have spent no more than a day in jail for that. Come on, man. It's plenty more scammers and finessers that should be doing a fucking shitload of more time than somebody trying to spend a $20 bill. It's people out here embezzling millions of dollars and they don't even see a jail cell, let alone get killed. So, you know, whatever. And then somebody got killed. A girl got killed in what, Columbus last night?
Yeah. I saw that too.
She had a knife or some shit. I don't know the situation too deep, but she was, I think, trying to stab another girl. Police shot her. That's when you get, okay, so you do got some type of deadly weapon. She was about to stab somebody else, according to them. You know how that shit can go,
right?
And maybe it's a lot of people saying the cop could have did this. I never get caught up in, like, if you can confirm to me that there is a gun, a knife, some type of, they was a harm to another person, I'm not about to sit up here and play John Wick in a cop's body and say, well, he could have grabbed an arm, and I don't get into all that. You know, if he felt that's what he needed to do to protect another life, then that's what he needed to do. I can't get into to where he should have disarmed her. I ain't never disarmed nobody before. Everybody I fought was unarmed. You know, so I don't know how to disarm people. I'm sure they teach police how to disarm people. But when you in a classroom or in a dojo fighting a motherfucker with a fake gun, it's easier to disarm a motherfucker with a fake gun than when you seeing somebody with lethal intentions to kill somebody. When you in that situation, that's all best. You going to go to your instincts. I don't give a fuck who you are. So
exactly.
I can't speak too much to that situation. But once again, that's only if everything is according to this, if the story is true. It, you know, because the right. police can mix and match some stories up and put a knife, plant a knife on a girl or some shit. So, you know, that's a fucked up situation.
I just saw we're in the middle of the podcast. We got another commit from Texas. Just sorry to just change subjects.
Texas, VT.
Yeah, I just saw another one. Literally, like while we were recording. But yeah, he's just like an offensive guard, a little bit of a higher 3-star from Texas. So we haven't podcasted since. Well, we podcasted before we got the quarterback commit from Texas. So this is
Alex Orgy.
Yeah, Alex Orgy. What a fucking last name, man.
Right.
If he plays for Tech,
going to a part of the country where there's not many orgies. By the way.
But damn, we'll see if he pans, see if he sticks, and see if he ends up playing.
Damn, so that's two recruits from Texas.
Yeah,
I bet you Mike McDaniel, Bo Davis, and I'm on the timeline right now having a celebration.
Oh yeah, definitely.
We done hit the $400 million lick. The stimulus that came in, and we got two Texas recruits. Oh man, Bo Davidson is pouring $2 champagne on himself on the timeline right now.
I would not be surprised.
Shout out to Bo Davis.
Yeah, I feel like the hype is about to start coming. Like I can feel it coming. Like they're gonna start tweeting like, "Oh, yes. Texas VT is coming back," and then we're gonna start with the whole, "Oh, we're gonna get some recruits." And all that bullshit's gonna start.
About to be silent commit season. Matt and VA gonna be under everybody's post saying stupid shit. Shout out to Matt and VA. I say shout out to Matt and VA because I respect somebody dedicated. That man is dedicated to the Fuente calls. I don't gotta agree with everything you say, Matt. But you say stupid shit. I think you know that. But shout out to you, bro. Shout out to your dedication.
I respect it too. Hey, I see him under so many fucking recruits. It's ridiculous. I don't know how he's got the time to do it.
Right.
But yeah, I think it is good to get another recruit. But you know, we'll see. I mean, we've had Texas recruits before that have decommitted.
So,
yeah, we'll just
or not play.
Yeah, or not even play like Alec Bryant come in as the best recruit in the fucking class and sit the whole year.
Right.
Meanwhile,
he couldn't play on that D line last year. Yeah. He couldn't play on that D line.
And there was another fucking DN from Texas that was playing before him.
Wooten.
Robert
Wooten. Wooten. Yeah. I got it mixed up with his Twitter handle because this shit like Rob J. Some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wooten. Yeah. Shout out to Texas VT movement. Y'all probably don't remember the OG Texas, the VT, but TJ Millweir, he was a quarterback out of Texas. This is back in the Frank Beamer era. And he had committed to VT, and then he decommitted. He was like, "I need to stay close to home." And this motherfucker chose Arizona State. I said, "Nah, I mean, you should have just said, fuck y'all. Like, you ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie." Like, I remember back in this is old VT Twitter, but somebody pulled up like I guess the distance from his hometown to Blacksburg and then his distance from his hometown to Tempe, Arizona. I think that's what Arizona State play.
Yeah.
And the difference was like maybe like an hour and a half or some shit.
It's still far as shit either way.
Right. Like the difference was like he was saving like an hour and a half drive.
If you wanted to stay home, he should have gone to fucking Baylor or some shit, not Arizona State. But he probably didn't want to go to Tech.
He didn't even last at Arizona. The crazy shit is, so he didn't even last at Arizona State. He went to Arizona State, didn't play, didn't get no burn. And then I think he ended up at like UCLA for a year. And then he ended up at like Kansas or some shit. Like, I don't think he ever got run as a start. Like, he might have got a couple starts at Kansas or some dumb shit. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he was one of those. Like, I got a rule of thumb when it comes to recruits. And this isn't, like, me hating on people for D decommitting or transfer portal enough. I support athletes. But my thing is, if you are at two or three different locations before your junior year, like, you wasn't about to pan out. I don't give a fuck if you number one recruit in the country to the fucking last recruit going to NAIA. Like, if you do the whole decommit and you always jumping around, it, like, all right, bro. So, what is this about for you? Because the damn show ain't about playing.
Who you comes trying to mind? Land?
Who comes to mind?
Think about that.
Like a motherfucker like Jake Heaps. Jake Heaps was like the number one or two quarterback in the country. Jake Heaps had committed to go to BYU. I think he played his true freshman season at BYU. They probably told him not to fuck girls and you got to go on a mission. So he got the fuck out of there. And I think he ended up at Kansas too. What the fuck is with people going to Kansas? So he went to Kansas for like a year or two, transferred out of there, ended up at Miami as a backup, Hurricanes. Like, we talk about a five-star quarterback. He was like either the number one or the number two recruit in his class. And shout out to Jake Heaps with your useless ass.
I think about like Tate Martell too, with how much.
Shout out to Tate Martell. Has he moved around? Oh yeah, because he was a Texas A&M commit at one point, right?
Yeah,
he was a Texas A&M commit, and then he got into like beef with like Nick Starkle or some shit. I think Nick Starkle committed,
and then he was Ohio State, and then
Justin Fields showed up.
Yeah, but he was in the room with he was in the quarterback room at Ohio State with Burrow and JT Barrett. Because I saw a video of it was like JT Barrett, Burrow, and Tate Martell, and Burrow was like about to beat Tate Martell's ass because he had like said some shit to him. Yeah, and then he went.
I never seen that.
I can find it again. It was on Twitter.
He sat behind Haskins, and you know, I guess he was believing that okay, Haskins about to leave, so I'm gonna be QB1 next year. But then Fields came,
and they went to Miami and changed to like Miami. Fucking slot receiver.
He was a slot receiver / third string quarterback, and now he didn't play in a spring game. I don't know what's Tate Martell at these days.
I don't think he's on. I don't think he's on a football team at the moment.
I wouldn't be either. I could check. Chilling out.
I'm pretty sure he's at UNLV through the transfer portal, from what I just found.
I am UNLV. If I can, you know, give a salute to,
He's from, he went to high school at Bishop Gorman.
Vegas,
yeah.
Yeah, so also his sister, Riley Martell, is a popping IG model or whatever. And, she's more popping than Tate at this point. And, shout out to Riley Martell, same one of you. Latest post, baby girl. The location said Columbus, Ohio. Mamas, what you doing in Columbus? Tate ain't played there in 3 years. But I'm going to sip my tea, though. What else going on in the world?
We got the NFL changing their number system. So now wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, cornerbacks, safeties can have numbers 1 through 10. Wide receivers can also use, I don't think people have talked about this enough either. Wide receivers can use 20 through 49 now as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't think a lot of them are going to use that, but I know there are some wide receivers that have came out using 20s and they might stick around now. It's going to be weird though, I think, to see some single digit players.
I think the league got this right. I seen some Twitter reaction like, this is dumb because, you know, we're creatures of habit and we like shit staying the same.
Right.
But, you know, we're college football fans, so we used to a punter wearing number 72 and a defensive lineman wearing number 8. And we're used to the crazy shit. But it's a lot of NFL fans that's probably not used to that aesthetic yet.
Right. I think it's going to be good for jersey sales too, for the NFL, you know. You'd much rather want to buy a fucking safeties jersey if it's like 8 and like 37.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's a theory of mine, but I think a lot of DBs going to get burnt less when they're wearing number 1 through 26. I think a lot of DBs in the NFL get burnt because they're wearing number 39 and shit.
Oh, I
would get burnt. That shit would make me slower.
Jeff Okuda was wearing 30, and he looked horrible last year.
Nigga was barbecue chicken. He was cooked food out there. You got to get that man at number, what he wore at Ohio 3. State, 1?
Wait, 3. No. I think he wore 1.
Yeah, you got to get that man in a number 1 jersey. Or at least number 11. I don't know who wears 11 for Detroit now, but you got to get that man in a proper jersey. And then he going to get a plus 5 to his speed. Get him in a proper jersey.
Like Dorian Strong at Virginia Tech should be in the single digits, in my opinion.
He went 44. What the fuck? You couldn't get 24? You couldn't get 34? What the fuck is you doing? He was like a walk-on or some shit, so he had to earn his way. But God damn it, I earned my way. Get me the fuck out of this.
Yeah, he had some awards for being as good as he was.
Right. So Keyshawn King went like 35. What the fuck? That's why he don't be making no plays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a firm believer in look good, play good. Get these guys in good numbers, man. You put a sorry motherfucker in the 40s.
Yes. Good numbers and good jersey combinations. And they'll play good.
Right. Get motherfuckers looking good, man. You put a linebacker in the 40s. You don't put no corner in the 40s.
You know, one of the uniform combinations I've always wanted Virginia Tech to use is like orange helmet, white jersey, white pants, orange or white cleats. And I think that would look good. And they've never done that. Well, they haven't done that recently that I can remember.
Fuente would have a goddamn stroke.
Yeah.
Especially if they lost the game,
they would never wear that combination.
Never, ever. And remember the Sports Illustrated piece where Fuente used like his fourth life to put it on other people. But one of the gripes that the players had said was we don't wear like combinations with the orange and shit, and they said they would do more of that.
But man, they did it.
Yeah, they did.
Well, the only time they did, I'm pretty sure, since that article came out, was when they played UNC this past year and wore orange pants. That was like the one time they've done it that I've seen. But yeah, they don't do shit with the other colorways. And recruits want to wear like cool stuff. Like they want to wear nice jerseys. They want to wear numbers in the single digits. They don't want to be wearing.
I mean, just look at them on the visit. Just look at every recruit. Every recruit that visits Virginia Tech on an official visit, and they get to choose what numbers and what combinations. They always got on either the white, all white. They always got like the orange helmet. Like they're telling you what they want to wear.
Exactly.
I don't think I've seen a recruit pick all maroon yet since they've been doing like the little recruit photo shoot that they do. I ain't seen an all maroon yet.
And they most definitely don't wear fucking black cleats either.
No, they don't. No, they do not. I don't even see them wear like that shit for like other schools. They pick the iciest shit for every school. Man.
At least the other schools will wear it a couple times a year, but we don't even fucking wear it. At least like we don't wear that shit like once or twice. We don't wear it at all.
Yeah, man, fumbling the bag. That's why I was saying earlier, like VT, like. The money shit is cool, and they'll have more money to have another coach to whatever, but the problems that VT has is cultural. It ain't got nothing to do with money. Yeah. It don't cost you nothing to be solid. It don't cost a dollar to be solid. It's a motherfucker out there on the corner right now without a dime in his pocket, and he got a million friends because he's solid. It don't cost nothing to be real. But, you know, a lot of motherfuckers that don't grow up in the struggle, they treat, this is how they treat their woman. This is how you know who got game and who don't got game, because they think if they do wrong by their woman, well, let me buy her something, something material. Let me buy her a bracelet. I was on some bullshit. instead of just doing what you're supposed to do and just apologize and do better. That's how you have a happy relationship. It's through change behavior and accountability, not through buying shit. To all the goofies out there that think, okay, let me just buy her a bag and she'll not be mad no more. No, she's just going to be mad with a Gucci bag. Fucking goofy, but that's it for Don V Fridays, man. Shout out to tapping in to the for the number 8th ranked Virginia Tech podcast, according to Goof Spot Blogs, whatever them people were. Shout out to them. Anything left you got to say for the people?
Yeah, sorry it was, you know, it's been a little bit since we released an episode. I was looking. It was like last time it was like March 28th or some shit. It's almost the end of April. April fucking flew by, but we'll be more consistent moving forward. We're going to have more content in upcoming months anyway, but thanks for
definitely more shit. More. Let me give a shout out to Diablo fan account. He came on last week. The episode never came out, but shout out to him for coming on. And apologies to him for wasting his fucking time, but whatever, man. It happened. That's it, man. We'll see y'all. We'll tap in with y'all next week, man. Till then, God bless.